Well, Done With Debt is a consumer advocate firm specializing in debt relief strategies. I have asked Michael Pearson to join me to share his strategies and advice for people that want to end their debt permanently. Hi, Michael.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. So talk to us about credit card and loan interest rates have skyrocketed. How does this affect most Americans? Because we're all dealing with this.
Well, that's a great question. It's tough because it affects all Americans here. One thing that we always notice is that we can't control the interest rate. So your debt keeps building faster and faster. It's getting bigger and bigger. And what was once a manageable situation is now unmanageable. And with inflation going crazy, with just groceries, gasoline, rents, all the basic necessities, at some point something has to break and you realize that you're not going to get out of this debt maybe in years, sometimes decades. So it's tough.
Yeah. So a lot of people look to either get a loan or declare bankruptcy, but that can actually make it worse. I struggle with insomnia, Michael. I don't know if you do, because I know a lot of people, you go to bed waking thinking about your debt, you wake up thinking about it, or whatever your problems are. What's your advice for someone struggling with debt in general?
Go to donewithdebt.com, answer 3 to 4 questions, get in contact with us before you even make your next payment to that credit card. Before you call the creditors yourself, give us a call. There is hope. We will help you. Simply go to donewithdebt.com, fill out a couple questions. We'll have one of our experts call you right away. It's free at no cost to you. We don't charge anything until we start settling your debts. So what do you have to lose?
There you go. Easy peasy. That's a complex financial term that I hope you understand. Go to donewithdebt.com. That is donewithdebt.com. Michael, thanks so much. We appreciate it.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
Hi, Allison Gill. Hi. Hi.
Hi. Hello.
Okay. I could not wait a moment longer to talk to you because as we speak, literally a couple minutes ago, former Trump Organization CFO Alan Weisselberg has pled guilty in a tax fraud scheme after reaching a deal with the Manhattan DA. So yesterday, I admit to being, you know, a little salty bitch.
Uh-huh.
Because on the surface, it was like he was going to get 5 months and no cooperation, right? So what has happened here, Allison Gill? Explain what you think is going on.
Yeah, I don't know, but I'm still Veruca Salt about it. I hate this deal. Why did they need to give him 100 days in jail in order to get this? So he's flipping after they had already indicted the Trump Organization. It's like, why? You had a slam dunk cases on both of these, Trump Org and Weisselberg. Why do you have to give him just 5 months to get his testimony in the Trump Org case? I don't like it.
Yeah, I don't. That's what I mean. But it still means that he can't take the fifth now, right? He has to testify in. What is the difference? Do you understand that? And he's not cooperating against Trump personally, but he's cooperating against the Trump Organization, and he can't take the fifth, right?
Well, he's not supposed to be able to take the fifth, but that doesn't mean he just won't be full of I don't recalls and, right. You know. And the prosecution might not even use him as a witness. I mean, he's a criminal. He's a career criminal. Right. A lot of cooperating witnesses are, and that shouldn't, you know, stop the Department of Justice or the Manhattan DA in this case from using that testimony against another entity or against in another case. But, you know, like, do you remember the whole Manafort Rick Gates thing and how the jury convicted him without Rick Gates's testimony? It was just based on the documentary evidence. And these were both slam dunk cases. And I feel like it's probably got a lot to do with when Dunn and Pomerantz walked out, resigned in protest back in January. I just don't like what this office is doing. I think they're they're taking a very light-handed approach to this. And yeah. I mean, 100 days for 15 tax crime felonies? What?
So, speaking of which, I couldn't wait to talk to you about, I know you've been, you know, defended Garland, and you also tweeted breaking more stuff Garland did months ago that you didn't know about because there are no leaks from this DOJ. I assume the Garland haters will still be mad. I mean, the only thing I wonder about, AG, and since you were in government, and you know a lot about this stuff, the article about how much deference and how long he took to deliberate this and to do this, are you not concerned, since it involves apparently America's nuclear secrets and other top secret classified stuff? What do you make of that? The whole how long he deliberated and the subpoena? And I mean, it just feels like there would be a lot of urgency around this, no?
Well, Empty Wheel put out a great, and she's been writing about this, you know, for months and months and months.
Yeah.
And as it, what it appears like Department of Justice was doing was trying to get their hands on all of the documentary evidence without having to directly go to court to get it, because that would mean that the White House and the Department of Justice would have to communicate.
Yeah.
And they don't want that. They have that firewall, that back to the norms that we yeah. were angry about when Bill Barr was in office. So they let the committee run out this whole scenario about getting all of the documents from the National Archives in like five or six different tranches,
right,
approved all the way up to the Supreme Court, except for Ginny Thomas's husband, but got everybody to sign off on it. And then once that was done, Wyndham comes in from Maryland, who was in charge of the suits and not the boots, as our friend Glenn Kirshner, our mutual boyfriend, says. says, all right, give us everything you got, committee, now that you've gone through the whole rigmarole of the privilege question, so we don't have to communicate with the White House about this, and we don't have to do a three-year Mazars-type investigation into it. And so as soon as he could, he got them. And then when they realized that there was a bunch of stuff missing, they went down and got it out of Mar-a-Lago themselves.
Yeah.
So that's where we are.
Quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have, the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform, one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. NetSuite.com/Miller. NetSuite.com/Miller. One more time, NetSuite.com/Miller. Debt. You go to bed thinking about it, you wake up thinking about it, right? Here's the truth. The system traps you in debt. High interest credit cards and loan makes it nearly impossible to pay off all your debt. And insane inflation keeps you stuck paycheck to paycheck. Done with Debt is your lifeline. Done with Debt has an ingenious new strategy to help erase your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. Done with Debt analyzes all the debt options you qualify for. They know how to reduce bills. They know how to cut interest rates. Their skilled staff of negotiators knows how to get debt out of your life permanently without bankruptcy and without a loan. Done with Debt, they're the experts in brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. But you need to hurry because some debt solutions are time sensitive. Time to finally get some sleep. Time to rest easy. Here's how easy they make it. Go to donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. One more time. DoneWithDebt.com. Do it now. DoneWithDebt.com. This is the Empty Wheel. Just was talking about DOJ obtained Trump's privilege waived documents in May, and you just said, brilliant, DOJ got the Donald Nara records exactly after the courts decided the privilege question with the committee, so they didn't have to run through it again, and it prevented the White House from having to communicate with DOJ, allowing that apolitical firewall to remain intact. That's obviously a big deal. We are 10 o'clock our time, Pacific, right? Federal Magistrate Judge Bruce Reinhart sets that as a hearing over whether to unseal Trump's Mar-a-Lago search warrant affidavit. What are your... First of all, this never happens. This shouldn't happen. They're trying to find out who the witnesses are and what's going on so that they can F this investigation, right? I mean... What do you think is going to happen?
Absolutely, 100%. Otherwise, Donald wouldn't be calling for his own civil rights to be violated. you know, by releasing this affidavit. We usually do that after we charge somebody, because constitutionally, everyone has a right to defend themselves against their accuser. And if they're not charged, then that right has been taken away. So that's why Mueller didn't call obstruction of justice, because he couldn't indict the former president and didn't want to run afoul of the Constitution and the accused's rights, which are very important. But I think that the coolest thing about this is that they're not going to unseal this affidavit, but and Christina Bob had both receipts of the things she was calling to have released.
Yeah.
She signed them herself. And so now they're going to be like, no, you can't. I think the judge is going to say, no, you can't have this affidavit. And the most interesting thing in the DOJ filing against releasing this affidavit is they said, not only will this wreck this investigation and violate Donald's criminal rights, but it could chill some of our high-profile witnesses against testifying in other high-profile cases.
Of course.
And I think they're talking about Philbin, Cipollone, testifying in the January 6th case, which, so in one fell swoop, the DOJ confirmed they're doing an ongoing criminal investigation into the missing documents and an ongoing criminal investigation into Donald Trump for the January 6th stuff.
Yeah. Okay, let's talk Secret Service. You retweeted Benny Thompson and Carolyn Maloney threatened to subpoena DHS Inspector General Joseph Ghaffari over these missing Secret Service texts. You said he should be in jail, but I like a subpoena. That's what I was saying. I mean, obviously, this latest news that they knew of the threat to Pelosi and Pence's life and didn't tell anyone tells me they were part of the coup. They were waiting to see if it would succeed before they waited 5 hours to say anything. And I guess my question is, are these texts gone? Are they ever going to find these and get to the bottom of this whole thing?
What I'm hoping is that a lot of these text message communications between top Secret Service agents and Pentagon staff, it will be on their private phones, which we can get. And we can get it without even asking them for it. We can get it with what's called a 2703 order from the Department of Justice.
Yeah.
Where they just go right back door to Verizon or whatever and say, give it. And they give it, and they don't have to tell the target. But yeah, this is clearly, I mean, Kufari's been helping cover up the coup for a long time now. Remember, he quashed the investigation into the rubber bullets and tear gas attacks on peaceful Black Lives Matter protesters when Donald did the photo op over at St. John's Episcopal. He quashed the COVID investigation into the fact that Donald was putting all of his Secret Service reps at risk for COVID when he's making them take him on his little hospital SUV tour. And so it's just, this guy's been janky from the beginning. You remember, I mean, he fired like five inspectors general and replaced them with allies. And this guy's one of them.
Yeah.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles, just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Well, you asked an interesting question on Twitter. You said, was there anyone in the media that knew Ghaffari was quashing the Secret Service text message investigation on purpose? Was there anyone? I mean, it feels like there's more shoes to drop here, doesn't there?
Yeah, and the answer to that question was yes, it was me. I thought that was happening. And I hope that Maloney, Carolyn Maloney and Benny Thompson get to the bottom of it because it's, and I hope that when I think it was Senator Dick Durbin who called for the Pentagon Inspector General, a guy named Sean O'Donnell, who was another Trump burrowed installed employee, and asked him to investigate why text messages were missing from top officials at the Pentagon at 1-6. And I'm like, no, probably don't ask that guy. Maybe just get some new inspectors general.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. All right, let's talk Rudy, who testified yesterday. You tweeted, interesting, Andy McCabe says you usually inform a person they're a target ahead of their grand jury testimony so they have that info going in. Yeah, so I guess he was able to, did he take a bus ticket? How did he get there? Anyway, he...
he definitely flew. That's why he won't answer that question.
Right.
Yeah, but I think he and Lindsey Graham are going to be going through some things, don't you think?
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, Rudy got a target letter, and it right. seems like from one of Donald's tweets last night that he might have gotten one, too, in Georgia.
Oh.
He, well, not tweet, a truth, excuse
a
me.
Transcendental. Yes.
Because he's like, oh, so I guess in Georgia, you go to jail for this, but not this. And I'm like, who sounds like somebody's going to jail in Georgia? but, yeah, Rudy, he probably pled the fifth the whole time. And that's what McCabe was saying to me. Like, you definitely want someone to know they're a target before they go into the grand jury so that they can use their Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination, which any of us would were we, you know, cooing.
So you're saying before the devil went down to Georgia that he was looking to make a deal.
Exactly.
Isn't that?
Really?
He was in a bind. He was way behind, I'm going to guess. Legally, right?
What was that?
He was in a bind because he was way behind. Legally.
Yes.
Yes, all right, Stephanie. I'll stop now. I'll stop. Go ahead, AG.
Not everybody appreciates the Charlie Daniels Band.
Well, I do. That particular song, I do. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think he pled the fifth the whole way, and that's because he knew he's a target, and that's his right to do that. You know. So that's probably what happened for 6 hours, just question after question, pleading the fifth.
Aye, aye, aye. All right.